Now, I am joined by my first guest for today. Now, we have got a lot going on with the Uckfield Business Awards over the next week, with loads of different companies coming in talking about the different awards that they have sponsored before the awards happen later on this year. So I've got my first two in today. I have got Chris from Dowling Consultants in and Shirley from Save Bills. Good morning to both of you.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you both? Everyone all good?
Very good. Thank you very much.
Yes, good. Amazing stuff. So I've got some questions prepared to ask you guys. Mainly the first one is, tell us a little bit about your organisation. What is it that you do, and how is business going? Who'd like to go first?
I'll go first. Yeah,
fabulous.
Thank you very much for the invitation. Pleased to be here.
No problem.
To talk about the Uckfield Business Awards and big event in Uckfield for later in the year. It's organised by the Uckfield Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
As you'll be aware, I'm the president of the Uckfield Chamber of Commerce for my
sins,
but very pleased to be a part of it and work very closely with Ian Noble, who's our director.
Yes,
and we're very successful, do lots of good things for businesses locally. My business is, I'm a business consultant and business mentor. I've always run a family business, small business, so I know my way around. That's a lifetime, probably about 40 years or so of having done that. So been there, done it, got the scars, had the good days, had the bad days that you get when you run a small business.
Yes, absolutely.
I know all about small businesses. And nowadays I'm out there helping and supporting businesses which are starting, which are growing, which have got issues, which have got problems, which are having good days and bad days, all the sort of things that I've had over the years.
Yeah.
And it's great to see so many small businesses in the Uckfield area.
Absolutely.
They're doing well. Some are doing well, some are doing not so well. But they've all got ambitions, they've all got ideas, and they're all moving forward. And if I can work with them to support them, it's on a commercial business terms.
Yeah.
I'm delighted to do so. And I also have clients who are further away as well.
Amazing.
In Brighton and London and north of London. I was with a client yesterday in Bromley. So
brilliant.
Startup business.
Yeah.
Needs a lot of help, needs a lot of support.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm there to provide that for him.
Sounds
so that's
fabulous.
What I do. That's what I do.
Brilliant. Yeah. And what about you, Shirley?
I'm a freelance personal assistant.
Yep.
I was in banking until a year ago when I started my own business.
Yep.
And it's called Save Bills because I help people to save money and time in whatever they need.
Excellent. Feel like a lot of people need that.
Yeah, banking, admin, anything really.
Oh, amazing stuff. Brilliant. And how's it going? Is it going well for you?
It's going really well.
Good.
I'm the finalist for the Business Award, Sea Haven Business Award in two categories. So
oh, wow.
It's actually quite exciting.
Well, well done. Congratulations.
Thank
that sounds
you.
Super fun. And now you're sponsoring your own business awards, so that sounds really cool.
I know, it's been a great year already.
You're doing really, really well.
Thank you.
So, for you guys, the biggest question is, why did you decide to sponsor the awards as a whole? And then also, why did you choose the category that you have? So you guys are for Best Rural Business. So yes, why are you sponsoring the awards and why that category in particular?
We're joint sponsors for both small businesses,
yes,
so there's all the sort of budget issues around it, but
yes,
we're very
yes.
pleased to be able to do that. This is the third business awards I've done a joint sponsorship with, and I did rural businesses together with a chamber colleague 4 years ago.
Yes.
So a bit of a repeat performance on that. But you know, we live in a rural, semi-rural area.
We
so
do, 100%.
There are still farms around, there are still growers around,
vineyards
of course in the area.
Yeah.
Nowadays we have village shops, we have village pubs, so they all sort of fit into that sort of rural business criteria.
For sure.
And we've got to identify some, hopefully some will come forward as well, some will be nominated.
Yes.
That nominate themselves, or others will nominate them in the rural category. So the experience of 4 years ago, it's part of the fabric of this part of the world, part of the business community. So very pleased to be doing that. And also the rural businesses tend to be small businesses as well.
Yes.
So again, my backyard, the businesses I'm familiar with.
And that's
those which own, the owner manage the family businesses.
And that's a lot in the town as well. There's a lot of small businesses in the town. So they all kind of blend into one, don't they?
This part of the world, across East Sussex, it's a small business community.
Yeah,
a small business
absolutely.
Economy, which is very, very important.
Because
small businesses grow.
They do.
Small businesses get bigger. And over my years in business, I've seen businesses which started with one or two people. And within 5 or 10 years, they're employing 40 people or 50 people. So growth you get through entrepreneurs and people who are enterprising, people take risk and run businesses.
Completely agree. Absolutely.
Important.
Yeah.
Very, very important.
What about you, Shirley?
Well, becoming a sponsor is my way of giving back.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing that I can support others and
celebrate
the amazing work happening in the rural communities.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great thing for me as well. Yeah. And working with Chris would be a great experience, meeting these businesses, you know, getting out there and just see what is behind the scene for them. It would be a great experience for me.
Absolutely. And what are you guys most looking forward to about being involved with the Uckfield Business Awards 2026?
Getting out and meeting people, seeing their businesses, seeing understand the issues that they have, understand the success that they've achieved, and their ambitions and their aspirations to help them drive their business forward. So just getting a good feel for what they're about and their desire to get recognition through the Business Awards, because we've got the big event on the 1st of October when the category winners will be announced at the gala dinner at the East Sussex National.
Yes.
So, you know, big evening, big occasion, something to look forward to, you know, black tie and everything, so everyone will be very smart.
Really
very
fun.
Very well dressed. Yeah. It'll be very special. But
absolutely.
To engage businesses in that way and to give them that objective and that target, I think is very important. And Shirley made the point also about why we're doing it, to give back.
Yes.
And I think that is very, very important for businesses in general. And we look at the other list of sponsors. We look at CJ Thorne, who are the principal sponsor, giving back to the local community. And I know they do an awful lot for the local community. I take my hat off
to
Chris Thorne and his wife for what they do and how they support the Business Awards, the Christmas tree and all kinds of other things.
Yeah.
London Uckfield. No, really indicative of that giving back within the local community.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very, very important. I'm pleased to be able to do that as well, as Shirley has said. We're doing that jointly and helping make the Business Awards function, work, and be the big event that they are.
Absolutely. And I'm guessing it's the same for you, Shirley, the same reasons.
100% the same for me.
Just echo. Amazing stuff. Brilliant. Now, this is kind of more into like the nitty gritty. So you guys are the judges of your category. So what kinds of things will you be looking for in an awards entry? And that's a very big question, but it might be quite helpful for anyone wanting to nominate people. What kinds of things are you looking for?
Well, we've been given that instructions.
Amazing. That sounds great.
On what to do. So it's that makes perhaps makes it a little bit easier.
Yes, of course.
Let me take you down the list.
Yes,
right,
go for it.
We're looking for the achievement and the performance of the business, what it's done, how it's done it. Looking at the qualities that they have, the quality standards, the quality of the product, of the service, where they are with that. Looking for businesses which are innovative and have initiative. You know, what have they brought into their business? What new technology? What new services? What new aspirations and ideas they brought in? The impact on others. So, you know, what are they doing for their customers? You know, what are they delivering for their customers? Also, what are they doing for the community? I think that's that aspect to it as well. And also then their values and their leadership. You know, where are they with their culture, their sustainability, and their long-term thinking, and their strategy moving ahead. So
amazing.
It might sound a little bit highbrow, but I think it's good to sort of look into it. It's not just a cosmetic snapshot on where they are, what they're doing, and what they're about. It's also about a little more in depth with what they're looking to achieve and what they have achieved as well.
Absolutely. So it's kind of like it's kind of split into five different almost sections, I suppose, for you to be able to look at the businesses and kind of grade based on those particular areas. Shirley, how do you feel about when you get these businesses coming with these entries, about having to put them into these categories?
Oh, it's an amazing feeling. I can't wait to see how they're growing, their resilience, their results, the impact they have on the community.
Yeah.
It's going to be an amazing experience for me, because it's not an area where I just know a lot.
Yeah.
And working with Chris, who also had the experience, would be great for me.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds amazing. Thank you so much, guys. Is there anything else you wanted to share before we sign off for today? I think we've covered all of my questions, but is there anything else you wanted to add?
Perhaps just there's some dates we've got here.
Yes, go for it.
I mean, the Business Awards are now up and running, as we're all aware. That's why we're here today. And there's other sponsors coming in. I think there's one coming later today.
One coming in later today and all next week.
Next week as well. So that's great. But there are some key dates.
Yes.
Nominations are now open, but they close on Friday the 15th of May. So plenty of time to go, but May's next month. So
yes, that's very true.
There are other dates as well for judging and for shortlisting and for assessment. They're during the summer.
Yeah.
I've got somewhere, I've got a date. I don't know where it is, but it's the date in August. I don't have these dates off the top of my head.
That's okay.
There's a date in August when everything,
yeah,
when all the judging has been done, when the judges have made the decisions, which are kept quiet. It's all confidential and nothing gets out into the open until the big day in October. So we're on that timetable now, these planned dates looking ahead.
It's in motion.
But the key thing is nominations close by on Friday, 15th of May. So if you want to nominate yourselves or get someone to nominate you, or there's a nomination coming in, do it as quickly as you can.
Yes.
But on the 15th of May, it closes.
Absolutely.
That's very important.
Amazing.
Because there's a lot of work ahead for the judges, for the organisers.
Yeah, a lot goes into it, of course.
The chamber is up and up with it and doing it. And it fits into the system, but nonetheless, it is time-consuming.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's a lot to do. And the judging's important because we want to get out and about and meet people, go and talk to people, and likewise, the other judges will want to do the same.
Absolutely.
Go out and see them.
So, amazing.
And see what their business looks like and what
brilliant. Amazing. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in today. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. This interview will be up on our website very, very soon, and I'll link the Uckfield Business Awards website as well. So all the important dates will be up on our website too. Please, but thank you guys so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
No problem. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.